Christian last name is Morley, again, Morley. First name is Marie. Date of visit is May 26, 2023. Date of birth is April 29, 1995. Referring physician is P. Thapa, THAPANP, NP, nurse practitioner, NP. Next caller, dear Ms. Thapa, THAPA, I have the pleasure to see Marie to perform your show evaluation. For migraine headaches, next birth history present known as chief complaint migraine headaches. Next birth history present known as Christian is a 28-year-old female chronic chief complaint migraine headaches at first step. Christian tells me that she has long history of migraine headaches at first step. However, in March of 2023, patient had cluster of headaches, in which she had 23 migraine headaches over the course of 40 days at first step. Patient tells me that she was taking rizatriptan a lot at first step. However, when she stopped the rizatriptan, the headaches went away. First up, a patient tells me that she does not have any headaches right now. First up, a patient tells me that her headache is back to her normal frequency. First up, her headaches are not every day now. First up, patient had a brain MRI which was negative. First up, next number, past menopause, migraine headaches. Next number. Surgery in the left arm. Next number, current medication, rizatriptan, 10 milligrams of pills as needed. Next number, allergies, no known for the allergies, infant social history. Patient is single with no children. First time, patient is a theater educator. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, two to three drinks. First time. Next one, family history. There's no mother of history of migraine headaches. First time. Next one, review system. Patient occasional tinnitus. Patient also depression. First time. Next one, impression. Impression of migraine headache disorder. Impression number two, a status migrainosis. First step, patient's an episode worship of migraine headaches almost on a daily basis. Specifically, 23 migraine attacks over the full course of 40 days in March of 2023. First step, a patient tells me that she was taking a lot of rizatriptan at that time. When she stopped the rizatriptan, her headaches went away. She might have a medication rebound headaches. Next paragraph. However, patient tells me that the rizatriptan has been very effective for her previous headaches. Next paragraph, condition, explain the vision of the above diagnosis. Next paragraph, condition to take rizatriptan as needed basis only, and not everyday basis. Explain the vision if she takes medication every day, she is at risk for overuse medication. She could be at risk of overuse of the medication and also rebound headaches. Patient tells me that the rizatriptan is still very excellent for her to abort her migraine headaches. Recommendation to continue to take it as only as needed basis. Next summer, I'll follow with the patient in 4 months and September 25, 2023. First, explain to patient, let me know if you develop any other headaches. Next to patient, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient last name is
Zebra, H-O-U. First name is Y-U-A-N, J-I. Date of visit is May 26, 2023. Date of birth is March 22, 1974. Referring physician is Dr. Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Cortez, I have the pleasure to see Y-U-A-N today for initial evaluation for a sleep disturbance. Next to history regarding the administration, so 49-year-old female, common chief complaint of snoring. For some patient tells me that she's been having a lot of snoring. Tells me that she usually go to bed at midnight. First time, patient has loud snoring. First time, she has non-restorative sleep. First time, she also witnessed pauses of breathing during sleep. Patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First time, patient frequently becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting in, as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. Past medical history, hysterectomy, next for current medication, none, next for allergies. No known drug allergies, functional social street visions, married with two children for stuff, vision as a supervisor, vision does not smoke, vision does not drink alcohol, vision does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. It's from impression. Snoring, and non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. For 7 months, we'll schedule for a patient for an overnight polysomnography study for 7 months, where this marks as the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is a COFTELLA. First name is Mitchell, MITCHELL. Date of visit is May 26, 2023. Date of birth is August 14, 1989. Next, we have a referring physician, T. Peter Wong. Next, we have a chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. Next, we have his progressive illness. Patient is a 33-year-old male, common chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea for supervision to patient tells me that he was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea in 2017, coming when he was a Kaiser patient, K-A-I-S-E-R for supervision has been using the CPAP therapy for supervision has significant nasal congestion for supervision to has been using the CPAP therapy. Otherwise, so for staff, vision sleep well. For staff, he wakes up, he feels refreshed and alert. For staff, help a patient have some insomnia symptoms. So for staff, it takes the patient about 30 minutes or an hour to fall asleep. Usually go to bed at 10 to 11 p.m. First of all, the patient is moderately snoring when he's not using the CPAP therapy. First of all, the patient has frequent gasping, air sound, and choking when he's not using the CPAP machine. First of all, he also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness when he's not using the CPAP therapy. First of all, past medical history, high blood pressure next summer, obstructive sleep apnea next summer, acid reflux symptoms next week, for medication, famotidine next week, allergies, patients allergic to Vicodin. Next for social street patients, Mary. First patient is a wastewater operation supervisor. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, father of heart attacks and cardiac arrest and stroke. Grandfather has heart attack. First of all, grandmother also have heart disease with bypass heart surgery. Next, review system, patient's hair loss. The patient also has acid reflux symptoms. And next, impression number one, obstructive sleep apnea. First, the patient was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea in 2017. First, the patient has been using the CPAP therapy very well. Patient would like to continue to use the CPAP machine. First, the patient has insomnia symptoms. First, the patient may take up to 30 minutes to an hour to fall asleep. First, the next, recommendation. Explain the patient the above diagnosis. Next, I will refill all the CPAP supplies. First of all, in fact, the prescription to Apria Healthcare for 7 December. Recommendation to use melatonin as needed to come up for insomnia. Next up, also a recommendation that he may use Benadryl 25 milligrams as needed for insomnia for 7 December. But these medications are not effective, but then I will write the patient a trial of trazodone 50 milligrams, one pill at night as needed to first up. Explaining the patient common side effects of these medications. So for some, this marks the end of dictation.